This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
We're kicking off the second hour of the show, and we'd love to hear from you at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, and we'd love to talk about different subjects. We were talking about this nanny state-ish breast milk policy, Mark, but, I think maybe we'll move on to something different. I'd like to talk about the person who requested to die, the death row inmate. Do you have that up, Mark?
Yeah, I can pull that right up here. Just one second.
Okay.
So it's a really strange story. Out in Oregon, a death row inmate had his sentence commuted by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is from rawstory.com. Convicted murderer Gary Hagen has rejected clemency of Oregon Governor John Kitzenbauer and has said he wants to die. Now, from that statement right there, I would say that there's nothing in the constitutions that any state constitutions that I've read that says that that anybody who's receiving clemency or a pardon from a governor has any right to refuse that. So if you're going, judges make judgments based on the law, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
Especially constitutional questions like this. So I don't get it. But it says here, America's emotional debate over the role of the death penalty has taken a strange new twist after a convicted killer has been granted the legal right to insist on his right to be executed. Oregon death row inmate Gary Hagen, who was found guilty of murdering his girlfriend's mother and also another prisoner, says he wants to die. Despite a reprieve by anti-death penalty Oregon Governor John Kurtzenbacher, and now a court has granted Hagen, 49, the right to reject Kurtzenbacher's clemency move, which was issued just weeks before he was scheduled to be executed by lethal injection last December.
Mm.
So, this is a very interesting sort of turn here.
Yeah.
What a twisted individual. I just don't understand. Obviously, how could I understand? I mean, it's clearly suicidal, but and I guess that, he would then, if he had his sentence commuted to life, be eligible to go back into inmate population. I don't think that they could keep somebody in a state of death row.
Yeah.
That wasn't,
Death row is waiting for a decision, right? It's not really waiting to die necessarily.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's waiting for a decision. There's lots of decisions along the way. Mm-hmm. There's mandatory appeals and all this stuff, and I think it's an average of 7 years or something like that. But, mm-hmm. Most of those numbers are driven down by Oklahoma and Texas. Many states, you're going to sit for 15, 20 years on death row waiting to get executed.
Right.
I mean, most states aren't rushing off to do executions,
yeah.
So they don't get done as quickly. I think a person has the right to commit suicide if that's what they want. I think it's interesting in this circumstance that he's demanding to be executed. I mean, fact is, having been in prison myself, I can tell you that inmates know, at least where I was, they knew how to kill themselves. You rip off a piece of sheet so that you have a cord, and you take that cord and you tie it around your neck and you tie it around the end of your bunk, and you just kind of tighten it up, and the blood flow will be, cease to go to your head, and you'll just kind of die there. If you want to die, you can kill yourself in prison. So, this guy wants to force them to do it, and it's like a strange kind of twisted.
Do you think they have him on suicide watch, though, because he made this request, like as soon as he made it?
Could be.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean,
how much can they watch you?
Yeah, it's hard. That's the thing. When you said people have a right to kill themselves, I mean, I guess I would technically agree with that. But like, even if I didn't, how would you really stop someone? It's really difficult to stop someone from doing that. Like, if it was somebody that I knew or cared about in some way, I think I would attempt to like talk to them about it and see if they were really like, in their right mind. If that was like a well thought out thing that they decided that their life was over and they wanted to end it, or if it was just kind of like maybe a momentary thing that they could be talked out of.
Yeah, suicide's a pretty rare thing in prison. Mainly I think people want to be around for the possibility of getting out. I didn't see very many suicides. I saw some people who clearly made decisions that were very short-sighted, and obviously suicide is a short-sighted decision. Mm-hmm. But I didn't I didn't see anybody really killing themselves too much. I think maybe one guy did, now that I think about it. But, you know, I mean, young people kill themselves all the time. If you're, you know, incarcerated with in a prison of 1,200 people and you're there for 6 years and they cycle these people in and out over 6 months, you know, basically 6 months, there's almost an entire turnaround.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that pass through that place.
Did you see anybody get murdered by other inmates?
I know that it happened in a prison that I was at. You know, a guy named Donald McDougal got his head beaten in with one of those horseshoe stake.
Oh, you know my gosh,
or, yeah. Yeah, it was a solid metal bar, and they beat his head in.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was horrifying stuff. I didn't see it, but, you know, yuck. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, these things happen. I just don't know. I mean, I guess I'm no fan of the death penalty. The reason I'm not a fan of the death penalty is because I think that humans make mistakes. I don't feel bad when, you know, evil people get executed. I just don't. I do think that people can turn their lives around, but that's not really an argument against the death penalty, because people will likely still be in prison. I don't think that society is going to, you know, wake up and decide that it's a good, I don't even know, wake up is the right term, decide that it's a good idea to release convicted murderers, you know, after 25 years or something. The chances of people committing murder after being incarcerated for 25 years is pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
But people realize what a final thing murder is,
yeah,
and they're not going to release people. So, you know, what good does one do from prison? I think it can be debatable. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. There's the idea of restorative justice, right? And you could argue that prison does nothing to restitute the victim.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's punishing the offender rather than trying to, you know, attempt to make up for the crime that was committed.
Sure. I mean, if a convicted murderer had to spend $25 of their paycheck to, you know, the victim's family, then I think that they would be going, you know, they'd be doing what they could to, you know, make folks whole. I mean, you would hope that they would be, you know, have some level of remorse, and they'd be reminded every single week when they have some of their pay taken away.
Or maybe there could be a role for insurance in that whole system, because, like, maybe you could get insurance in case someone does a crime to you that requires restitution and they can't restitute you, then your insurance.
There is life insurance out there, and that would essentially pay out in the case of a murder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one can, but mostly life insurance is for people who are married and have debt. So, I mean, if you've got, you know, you've got a family and you've got a mortgage, a good sized mortgage or something like that, and mm-hmm, you know, if your paycheck, the loss of your paycheck would be a burden on the family, that's why people generally have life insurance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there are so many people in jail for victimless crimes, though, because the system that we have doesn't focus on the victim, on, you know, making the victim whole. It focuses on punishment. And, you know, there's a pretty good case to be made that punishment doesn't necessarily prevent future crime, and it doesn't do anything to, like, actually fix, you know, the problem that maybe led to that crime. You know, there's sort of this Chinese proverb or whatever that I've seen that says society prepares the criminal and the criminal carries out the crime or something like that. And I don't know.
I think that to some extent that robs people of their decision making, but there's no doubt that people who come from adverse situations are more likely to commit crimes.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, here's the question is, if somebody's sentenced to die for, you know, to be executed and wants to be executed, do we want to give that person that sentence? I mean, clearly this person wants that sentence. Do we want to give that to them?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
You know, I mean, I you know, this is one of the statements I've made all along, is if you believe that, you know, that execution, that the people, you know, go to their final judgment after they have been executed, after they die, then why would you want to send someone to their final judgment more quickly? You know, I mean, if you want them to suffer, chances are good. Convicted murderer just has to go into death row, ask for his sins to be forgiven, he gets to go to heaven, right? So you're going to send him to heaven more quickly? Is that what you want to do? I mean, really,
well,
you want to punish the person, leave him in a jail cell.
I don't believe in that, but what do you think? 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733, here on Free Talk Live. More with your calls coming up.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program. I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambrin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind, anything kind of goes on Free Talk Live. And, you know, we have lots of great features available for you on the website, including the Facebook page and the Twitter account. There's been some live tweeting of the Free Talk Live shows during the week. I haven't been doing it tonight, but
I'm doing it.
Maybe Mark. Oh, cool. Mark has been hooting.
Hooting.
Hoot sweet. So if you want to hear what's been going on the live show, add Free Talk Live on your Facebook, Ben. Follow us on Twitter. You can also go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for all kinds of updates about the show. So if something news going on, if we had a new station or have something to announce, you'll be the first to know over at news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you probably want to get the name brands, and you want to get them at the best prices that you can. ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. Before you buy any knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever it is you buy for the outdoors enthusiast in your life or yourself, make sure you check it out at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off their already really low prices, probably the lowest prices that you're going to be able to find, from my experience, with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
Okay, to the phones we go. We're going to talk with Paul.
Tra-la.
Paul in West Virginia. Paul, are you with us?
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Hey,
welcome to Free Talk Live. Yeah, sure. What's on your mind?
I tried to call last night. It was a problem. I've only picked up your show a couple weeks ago, and I tell you, I've never heard anything like it, so good job.
Thank you. I hope you're enjoying
There's nothing like it.
There is nothing like it. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't want to be too long-winded. I know you don't have forever. The reason I was calling is it's actually two things that kind of coincide. The first thing was a military issue.
Okay.
About security on the military post in the United States with military IDs.
Okay.
And I tried to contact the proper authorities and you know, report stuff like that. I was on active duty. And I actually couldn't get anywhere, so I went to the media. So this is the second part. Sorry about that.
Oh, wow.
I contacted over 100 different outlets, including all the major networks and so on, everyone I could think of. I had one contact from an executive producer from a major network.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, this was going on 2 weeks before the Fort Hood shooting.
Oh.
She was in contact. She was dragging her heels. She was supposed to meet with me, an investigative reporter.
Yep.
And then we never met. The day of the shooting, she called me, asked me if I knew anyone at Fort Hood, and then hung up on me and she wouldn't contact me anymore. So two parts. First part, most important, is obviously the military security issue for troops here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part that concerns me is the fact that the media, and I'm sorry you guys are part of media, so I don't mean to badmouth you guys either.
We badmouth the media all the time, don't worry.
Well, I hear a lot more every day. People turn off the news because of that. I feel that
they've lost like something like 50% of their viewership on average, like the major networks.
Right, and I think a lot of it's due to the fact that they're being pushed to put whatever the greatest, latest hits out there and not focusing on the raw issues, you know, that involve us every day. And this is one good example. I mean, I should have gotten numerous responses to this issue.
So have you tried maybe starting a blog about it or blogging on other websites about it?
I've tried that. I've tried, again, like I said, I mean, over 100, I've talked, you know, all major networks, NPR, British, BBC, I mean, you name it, I've, you know, Fox, I mean, whoever, local, national, international, Washington Post, New York Times, I mean, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, if you contacted 100 different news sources, you're doing your work. There's no doubt about it. It's really difficult to get news stories seen these days. They've just got up such walls against getting news stories out there. I feel your frustration.
Right.
Huh. So, Mark, do you have any suggestions for Paul?
If I knew how to get news stories, through the major media, Free Talk Live would be a lot more famous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Well, Paul, good luck with that. I mean, I guess I'm not surprised to hear what you've been going through, but I still feel, you know, sad to hear that you can't get, you know, attention to what you want to bring up. So take care.
What is, before you go on, what is the security breach? Tell us what it is.
It is a breach. And it has to do with access to military IDs and gaining access to military posts.
Okay.
In the United States. And it's still there.
So it's relatively easy to get military IDs?
It can be, yeah.
Okay.
That seems like a problem.
What do you, why exactly is it so easy?
Well, again, you know, I don't want to have stuff thrown under the rug like they tried to do when I report to the military, but again, I've tried to talk to investigative reporters, and I feel that's where I should talk. Specifically about that, so it gets to the proper people and gets out there instead of just.
So you think it might compromise, like if you just said it on the air right now, then the wrong people, so-called, would be more likely to hear it than somebody who might be able to fix the problem?
That, too. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Paul, thank you for letting us know about that, and good luck again. I really appreciate your call. Let's go on to Don, listening in North Carolina. Don, are you with us?
Hi. How are you doing? You
here? Hi. Wonderful. Yeah. Wow. Loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Okay. We, right here in Orange County, North Carolina, we're dealing with a really very tough problem with ICLEI being, pretty much in charge of our county. Our commissioner signed on to ICLEI back in 2007.
ICLEI? What is ICLEI?
International Council for Local Environmental. They wrote Agenda 21 for the UN.
Okay, I've heard that many municipalities are picking up certain UN written laws and things like that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's beyond that. They're after our water. They're doing everything.
What are they going to do with your water? What are they going
to
do with your water?
Everything. It's total communist here. It's really bad.
What are they doing with the water?
Specific?
Huh?
What are they doing with the water?
There's a trail going from mountain to the sea, that they call it. And instead of a straight line going across, they go deep down and follow all of our aquifers and lakes and streams and everything so they can claim all of this stuff to control it.
Who wants to control it exactly? Is it the UN or this ICLEI organization?
The UN, yes.
So the UN's got your water? And what are they doing with it? I mean, isn't the water just rolling into the sea?
No, they're sharing it. They don't have it yet.
They're wetting it?
I'm
sorry, your phone's breaking up there. What are they doing to the water?
They're following all of our waterways and aquifers.
Following
them? Instead of going straight across, get down into a deep bay, 30 miles down and 30 miles up, to acquire waterways in this, okay? It's totally UN Agenda 21.
So they're tracking the waterways. I'm just kind of confused, yeah. Don. I want to understand this better.
They're using eminent domain to take control of properties along each waterway.
Okay.
Eminent domain, generally bad.
I agree.
Yeah.
And Don, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live. We've got a lot more coming up for you here on the show tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to get in touch with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And my name is Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can get your fix of Free Talk Live every single day. And also, if you go to freetalklive.com, I think Mark already mentioned this, but you can submit your own stories and sort of get them on the front page of our website. It's very interactive in that way. But you can also find a lot of other cool features, like all the archives going back to 2006, available for you for free.
Also, bitcoins. They're the new internet currency. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. There's no fees for doing it. You know, it costs a lot of money to send, you know, it costs, the fees are a great deal. Yeah,
at least, yeah.
To send through these other services. Bitcoin, it's a real advantage to not have any fees. And, you know, nobody has any control over your account. If you've ever had any trouble with any of these online payment organizations, PayPal. And, you know, yeah. Freezing your account.
If PayPal has ever treated you like WikiLeaks.
I mean, you know.
Capriciously freezing your account and refusing to let you
I've never heard a business owner
your
that
own
says,
money.
I love PayPal. You know,
yeah.
You have to deal with them. They're ubiquitous. But bitcoins allow you to send and receive money, have complete control over your account. It's impossible for anybody to have control over your account. We use coins.org to find out more about bitcoins. I think that, you know, I'm very excited about them. They seem to be, you know, poised to move upward too. Lots of opportunity for growth there as far as bitcoins go. It's weusecoins.org. And if you want to get some bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. They've got more than 700,000 locations worldwide that you can, you know, give cash there and get bitcoins in your account. They'll be in your account before you get home. It's
wow.
Bitinstant.com.
Very exciting. And I heard that bitcoins are hitting like $11 a piece or something like that.
I got them right now at $11.29. Last price $10.70, high of $11.29. I'm sorry, reading these you know, these things are difficult.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk to Adam in North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota. Adam, are you with us?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Welcome to the show. Tell us what you're thinking about.
Well, I was listening with great interest to the part about the fairness in Olympics and other sporting events. I just wasn't near a telephone to comment.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I think is completely lost, at least in the last few years, is we already have Special Olympics for people that aren't capable mm-hmm. in the normal, quote-unquote, way. So why can't we have another class of competition sports that is all bets are off? You can do whatever you want.
Mm.
And I think that the problem with the Olympics and the NCAA and every other professional sport is there are people that will cheat and intentionally cheat. And what we perhaps should do is specifically say, you can't do these things or you can do these things and be upfront about it instead of mm-hmm. saying, well, this is fuzzy because he needed these steroids to rehabilitate himself from whatever injury.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you had steroids at some point. You're excluded from competition, period. No questions, no ifs, ands, or buts.
A good example of this is I believe it's the IBBF, International Bodybuilding Federation, versus mm-hmm. the Natural Bodybuilding League,
yeah.
maybe. I may not have these names exactly right, but, you know, I believe IBBF is correct, and then Natural Bodybuilding would be the thing you'd search for.
Mm-hmm.
And these Natural Bodybuilding, they're tested and tested and tested and tested. You're a natural bodybuilder if you're competing in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the league is the IBBF. Why? Because people want to see big, monstrous dudes with muscles popping out of everywhere.
And monstrous women, too.
That too.
Yep.
And essentially, I guess what they're saying when they have a natural bodybuilding, because when you can see the natural bodybuilders, they just don't look like the guys.
They do. They look different.
They look different.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what they're saying is, we're doping and we're trying not to get caught. I guess that's what they're saying.
I do like the idea, Adam, that you brought up of just being really upfront about it. And I think that some of the obscurity, I guess, that's found now in athletic competition about whether the players are, like, on steroids or whether they have these enhancements is because these things are often illegal. And so they can't really be honest about it and they can't be upfront. So I don't know. Do you think if it were not prohibited by law that people would, that there would be a little more honesty in like what athletes are using?
I do think that whether it's, you know, upfront or not, because depending on who you talk to, you can't actually be arrested for admitting drug use. You have to actually be caught in the act or with
yeah.
evidence of it. So I would say if they're going to say these illegal drugs are accepted, how do we know that they didn't use them in Denmark and come here? How do we know they didn't use them in Mexico and come here? Because
yeah.
A lot of endurance athletes train in the high mountains in various countries because
right.
lower
mm-hmm.
oxygen, increased red blood cell count. So
yeah.
why not go to another country, train for whatever sport, come back to the U.S., and it's, like I said, it's the matter of let them do whatever they want, but make it clear that you can or you can't. And I'd like to say more, but I'm sorry. I have to get going, and thank you.
Okay, thank you, Adam. Yeah, it is a fine line, because, I mean, you can go up to Mount Everest and cycle up there and train up there in low oxygen,
yep.
which will cause your body to make erythropoietin, a hormone that increases the red blood cell count. And you can totally do that, but you cannot take synthetic erythropoietin, which is the exact same thing, and, you know, use that hormone to produce more red blood cells.
And, you know, as I understand, Michael Phelps has some kind of hyperbaric chamber or something that he sleeps in at night.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you've got to, why is it okay? I mean, because this basically says wealthy athletes and sponsored athletes are the ones that are going to do better, and they're going to have an advantage over the ones that don't.
If those things work, I mean, I'm actually really skeptical of a lot of those things.
Well, you have voiced your skepticism here on the show, but, I tell you what, his coach firmly believes that thing works. And one of the problems with the
it's a bung. It's
okay. One of these, this guy who's the cyclist there, the famous cyclist with the cancer guy. I'm so
Lance
bad,
Armstrong?
So bad with the names. And
Livestrong, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and he was supposedly putting extra red blood cells in himself in some way, shape, or form. And obviously the guy won. His team won. I mean, you can draw conclusions between those two pieces of information. I don't know. I mean,
after he had cancer, too, I mean, like, he did have, what was it, testicular cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could argue that those hormones are part of the treatment for that, because cancer treatments kill off your red blood cells, too, and all your other blood cells. Mm-hmm. So wasn't there some confusion with that or something like that?
I'm sure there was.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a fascinating subject, but I'd like to get to Jared. He's been waiting patiently on the amp lines. Jared, are you with us?
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
I was listening to your post-interview with Cal.
Okay.
So you're talking about the Edgington Post? This is Mark.
Yes. Mark's
Edgington
Post. He was the...
Let me just give an explanation here real quick. I do another show. It's called The Edgington Post. You can get it at freetalklive.com. Scroll on the right-hand side of the page. Edgington Post is listed there. You can make sure you get it. Or at our SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.com/freetalklive.
I found myself, this is the first one that you've done where I found myself yelling at the speaker, like, come on, Mark, don't let this guy talk all over you. Honestly, this guy's a nut, because he wouldn't let you explain your point of view, and he would just ask questions for the sake of asking him to try to make you look stupid, which I think he failed at, but that seemed to be his point. He didn't give you time to respond to them, and it...
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Jared, I didn't hear the interview yet because I've been working out some issues. I'm going to listen to it now because this is great publicity. But I heard that, you know, Ian basically said he walked in on the interview and that Mark was screaming into the microphone. And so it sounds like it was really heated. So, but you basically thought that this guy made kind of a fool of himself by asking certain questions and taking a certain tact.
I'd like to talk about it a little more.
I would too. I'd love to talk more. Hold on the line if you would, please, Jared. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk about more voting and the Edgington Post and whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the live Sunday edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-FREE, the number where you can call, get in touch with us, and bring up anything that's on your mind. Right now, we're talking about Mark's sort of side project, right? His solo work,
yeah,
the Edgington Post. Very fond of that.
Yeah, it's an interview program that I do, and it has, mostly I interview people that, you know, I'm excited to talk about. You know, different libertarian luminaries. I also slip in the advertiser interviews so that, I can talk to people about their products for a longer period of time. Many people really enjoy this. If you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. The advertisers like it. Many listeners like it, so I let them do that. Every once in a while, there'll be a situation where, you know, a debate comes up. And, you know, this in this circumstance, a gentleman named Cal Mulaney, he posted on Free Talk Live's wall that voting was evil and immoral and something else.
You said during the break that this was like waving the red flag in front of the bull.
Really, you know, I mean, this is, for me, it is a hot button issue. I think that it is just silly to say that voting is immoral. There's all kinds of great arguments against voting if one wants to make those arguments, and I won't disagree with them. Mm-hmm. But when you start calling it immoral, suddenly, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if people are particularly likely to, you know, be open to hearing what you have to say if you start off by calling them immoral. I mean, it's almost like it kind of just sets them up to be on the defensive and just react to what you're saying with, well, no, of course I'm not immoral. Hey, I'm not going to listen to anything you say now, but. Let's bring Jared back on the line. Jared's been with us. Jared, are you here? Okay, great. So go on with what you were saying before we came up on the break about this interview.
Well, it sounded like Cal was more interested in grandstanding than he was in actually talking about it. And whenever he would ask Mark a question, by the time Mark got out a half a sentence, the guy already had five condescending more questions out there. I would equate it to when people call and they bash the Free State Project. Oh, that's not going to work. My idea is better. And he just simply ignored any of the valid points that Mark had. And I would say most of his points were completely valid.
Maybe that's some feedback for him about that interview.
Well, one of the systems, depending on, you know, the types of people that you've got on the phone or you're doing the debate with, is, you know, the give them some rope system. And I didn't
enough to hang them.
I didn't have any problem with Cal, you know, going on, because I didn't feel like he was really addressing the core issue of is voting immoral. He was
he would just laugh.
Yeah, he was saying things like, the democratic process, allowing people's rights to be taken away, is immoral. And I don't disagree with that statement. I think that, you know, if one wants to make the argument that voting for Hitler is immoral, I think that there's some validity behind that particular argument. And that, you know, you might even be able to make that argument and apply that to the most liberty-oriented candidate that we've seen in on a national level, Ron Paul. I mean, he's not a perfect candidate, so you can't vote for a perfect person. But I think that just to make the blanket statement that voting is immoral kind of X's out the situation where, you know, you're voting for or against some particular piece
it
of...
It does X it out.
Yeah, onerous legislation.
He tried to make the point that basically by you voting, you're contributing to the system. And for a minute, it got into a New Hampshire versus Virginia kind of thing.
Yeah.
From a very anecdotal point of view, I lived in Virginia prior, and I can tell you, yeah, they have two things going for them where you guys don't. One, you can still smoke in a restaurant and a bar, and mm-hmm. you can open carry a pistol inside a vehicle without a license. Those are pretty much the only two differences. I would say New Hampshire overall is much mm-hmm. better than any of the other 49 states. But here's another point that completely destroys what Cal was saying. There was a man, Daniel Milan was his name. He was the Prime Minister of South Africa in 1954. He instituted what was pretty much known as the second phase of apartheid.
Okay.
And blacks could not vote, coloreds could not vote, only whites could vote. Now, they were all shuffled out into these townships, and, you know, they treated them like crap. But they couldn't vote, so how did they gain any freedom by not voting? The system went on to oppress them, whether they voted, which they could not, or if they didn't vote, which they obviously could not. So his point is completely flawed, because that's a perfect viewpoint.
Well, they weren't choosing not to vote, though. I mean, they were prohibited from voting. Would you say that the white people participating in that system, like, what do you think about what they did, you know, their choice to participate?
I would tend to side with Mark. I mean, I don't think, I think it's a lot more of a complicated issue than, you know, how the media tried to slice it and dice it up in the 1980s. But, I would definitely say that the act of not voting didn't change anything. The only thing that brought down the apartheid system was not by voting. It was pretty much by outside pressure.
International pressure.
Coca-Cola. Yeah, Coca-Cola pulled out. That's when they finally realized Coke isn't even selling soda here anymore. That's when they couldn't partake in the Olympics. They couldn't do anything. So they were pretty much shunned by the whole world.
Yeah, you know, if a white person in that circumstance wanted to vote for candidates that they thought would be more likely to return a vote to black people or treat black people better in South Africa, I don't see anything wrong with somebody making an attempt to making the world better through voting.
I feel kind of doubtful that would ever happen, though. Like,
so?
when I hear about that situation, I doubt that there could be any meaningful change in the political system.
Because, I don't disagree.
Because they're the ones who stopped the blacks from having any rights in the first place. So
voting is just another form of pressure.
Well,
so I mean,
just for the record, on South Africa, I've been there before. I can tell you pretty much nobody has rights. They didn't exactly take the libertarian approach.
Yeah.
They just pretty much instituted violence against, you know, everybody. I mean, it's, yeah, they're better off as a whole, but I mean, there's still a lot of problems there. But but back to Cal, he completely ignored New Hampshire. Like, I believe Mark brought up the point that they reduced the budget by 12%. That's huge compared to what anyone else is doing. And his only response was to laugh and go, well, evil is still evil. Well,
right.
I mean, he lives in a fantasy land. I mean, I wish him luck with this project, but it ain't going to go anywhere because politicians don't care about people who don't vote.
I want him to work hard for his project because I want him to understand just how difficult this is. Because what his solution really seemed to be is let's everybody stop voting. And if you want everybody to do something, you're bound to fail. There have been many elections where you're talking about a dozen. I mean, the government bureaucrats, they're going to go out and vote. And they're going to institute the government that they want in the process. And
I think the real change comes from, like, people's attitudes and people's ideas, and so that's why personally I choose to do things like be on Free Talk Live and have my own radio show. And I, you know, I think there is a personal cost to voting, honestly.
What's that personal cost? Because I want to hear your opinion on this one.
Well, for me, like, I choose not to participate in it. I have in the past. I've been involved in the political system. It was extremely frustrating. It took up a lot of my time. I spent a lot of time not only like kind of like informing myself about issues, but like also learning the players, like learning the politicians.
You've got to be well informed if you really want to have an effect. And getting involved in your local party, whether it's Democrat or Republican, is probably going to be the most effective thing you can do from a political standpoint.
Right. And
but
I
it's costly.
Don't know the perfect answer, and there really isn't one. But here's a perfect example that puts it to light. I would say the largest single issue voting bloc are members of the National Rifle Association. Now, there are a lot of politicians who are anti-gun, some that are even pro-gun, that are afraid of the influence that their members have. Now, imagine if they all decided, hey, I'm not going to vote. I'm going to step out of it. They wouldn't have any teeth. Guns would have been banned in the U.S. back in the 1970s, probably.
And, you know, I think that this is a very, very relevant point. Is that,
Jared, thanks for the call. Appreciate your
thoughts. When you talk about the ideas of liberty in front of some people, they can get very animated. It's a threat to them. It's a threat to the political system as they see it. Oh, it's terrible. You know, your libertarian ideas are bad and evil and wrong. And then you say, oh, but I'm philosophically against voting. Suddenly they don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what you've got to say. Oh, well, then that's fine. They don't care because you're stepped out of their realm of influence. They know that they're going to be able to do whatever they want and somebody's not going to vote against them. So, I've seen this happen before.
Yeah, I guess it's a fair point.
If one doesn't want to vote, I don't have a problem with it. I think the highest cost to voting for me is, look, people know information about you. You're putting your information out there, and who wants that?
I felt icky, like even when I was participating actively in the political system, I felt icky every time I voted, and I couldn't get rid of that. You know, I'd want to go home and just say like, well, that felt like it was a huge waste of time, and I want to take a shower now. It wasn't working out.
Yeah. I like to, I won't vote for a candidate unless I think it's a good idea.
I do see something to the idea that you're participating in a system that you disagree with, and then maybe the best way to change that system is to just withdraw your moral support. But I wouldn't call it like, oh, if you vote, you're immoral. You know, I don't think that's very helpful. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up on Hour 3.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them, 1-888-808-5490, for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. This course is not accredited in all states.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.